plate a potential nugget.
And actually, in the book, you talk about how Amazon learns from failure, right? You talk about the dramatic failure of Amazon Unbox, the first attempt at streaming content, and how Amazon learned from it and eventually evolved it into Amazon Prime Video. Could you talk a little bit about how Amazon ensured that there was a culture where failure was not something that was looked down upon, but was seen in the right perspective?
Yes. So this takes, first of all, it starts from the top. So if your CEO, if a CEO is saying, we messed up there, I want to know who messed up. Who is accountable for this? Then you are not creating a culture where failure is acceptable. Okay. When people screw up, take a well-calculated risk, try something new and it doesn't work and you fire them for it, you're definitely not created a culture that accepts failure and innovation. So there are a relatively unlimited number of books, articles, podcasts that all talk about how a company can be more innovative. Like, you know, if you have 50 CEOs in a room and ask you, who here wants to be more innovative? You'll get 50 hands to raise and say, okay, great. Now, if you ask that same set of CEOs, okay, great. Tell me about the, give me three examples of things that your company has done in the past, 2 years where you thought it out in detail, you took a big risk and it didn't work. And you're going to get very few hands that are going to come up because most cultures, society, and Wall Street seek to punish failure. But you cannot have innovation without failure. It's not possible. if anyone thinks that Steve Jobs got it right every time or Jeff Bezos got it right every time, they've not studied them very closely. It's like anyone who's a golf fan. If you watch the golf highlights, you only watch the people hitting great shots and draining good putts. But you're not watching all the times that the pros make a mistake and hit it into the water. And we all make mistakes. And so you have to have a culture that accepts failure and then seeks to learn from it. Now, it's not okay to have a culture. It's not okay to have a culture where people fail because they didn't work hard, they didn't try hard, they didn't think it through, or they make the same mistake multiple times in a row. Like that is that. There's good failure and bad failure. That's bad failure. Good failure is where teams say, here's a new process or product or project. It's well thought out. If it succeeds, there is a big, the payout for our company is going to be big. And you want your company, you want your people in your company to focus on those kinds of risks. And that if you do that, yes, some very meaningful percentage of the time, you're going to fail. And so you can't have a culture where you punish, fire, belittle people when that happens. You have to have a culture that's supportive and helps them understand and separates people from the inevitability of failure.
If this nugget is of interest, you might like the playlist on culture at the podcast. You can go to playtopotential.com, go to the curated playlist section, and look for the playlist on culture.